This is Ozarks at Large. As hospitalization set a new record in Northwest Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson met with regional officials and community leaders yesterday morning at the Jones Center in Springdale. According to numbers released last night, there were 117 patients in COVID-19 units in hospitals in Northwest Arkansas. The previous record had been set in July with 113 hospitalizations. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek went to the Jones Center yesterday to hear from the governor following that private meeting.
As Governor Asa Hutchinson met with regional leaders Wednesday morning, a group of about 15 unmasked protesters stood outside the Jones Center, holding signs that read, "Your COVID mandates kill small business and masks don't work." Brittany Cole was one of them. She came from Bella Vista, hoping to speak with the governor.
Well, I was going to express my concerns with the science that they've been following. I grew up doing a lot of research, and I've been researching everything since this whole thing started. And a lot of these measures that they're using has been very concerning to not just me, but a lot of people. So I wanted to ask if he had any, proof of the science behind that. I brought a bunch of articles and stuff to, I'll give him my research.
Cole says her biggest concern is the statewide mask mandate, which the governor issued back in July. For months, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has recommended wearing a mask in public settings when around people outside your household, and particularly when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. The guidelines state masks may slow the spread of COVID-19 and keep people who may have the virus but don't know it from transmitting it to others.
You know, the mandate, it's not law, it's not enforceable, but these businesses are so afraid of losing their license, they are discriminating against people that cannot wear one or make their rightful choice to not wear one. You know, we all have that choice. We have bodily autonomy. We can make our own medical choices as to what interventions we choose to take.
A violation of the mask mandate is considered a misdemeanor offense that's punishable by a fine. But the governor has left that enforcement up to local police. Restaurant regulations, meanwhile, are being enforced by Arkansas Alcoholic Beverage Control. Hutchinson says yesterday's meeting wasn't open to the public or media because it was intended as a discussion session.
It's a private counseling information session that I have with a lot of different groups. And so this is one of those means that I can learn what's happening in the community to make better decisions as governor.
The gathering was held in the Jones Center auditorium and was approved by the Department of Health. It was also invite-only to limit the number of people in the room. Hutchinson's office invited school administrators, city and county officials, and business community leaders. Meetings were also held in Benton on Tuesday and in Jonesboro this morning. The governor says the sessions were organized on the advice of the Winter COVID-19 Task Force to discuss ways to slow community spread of the virus and contain the current spike in cases.
What I received was very encouraging today in terms of the hope for innovation and creativity through the holidays. We don't want to discourage people from the celebrations and from the joy of life, but to do it in a positive way.
The governor says innovation and messaging coming from local leaders is especially important because the data shows the new cases are coming from areas the state can't regulate.
It's primarily, homes or in social gatherings, and those are things that we have to appeal through education and ideas, and the public and the community owning those and trying to do more.
And he adds, none of the officials in the meeting asked for more restrictions from the state.
The only fair discussion point was some articulation that we do need to have Department of Health approval to make sure there's proper health guidelines in the small group settings that are out there that we're gonna see more of, not in the home setting, not in the church setting, but in the commercial setting, that perhaps we can have better Department of Health guidelines on.
The meeting also included a discussion about the forthcoming COVID-19 vaccines and the importance of reinforcing their safety to encourage Arkansans to get vaccinated once they're available to the public. However, in the near future, the first vaccine made by Pfizer will go directly to hospitals.
And it's going to be prioritized with those that are on the front line of dealing with COVID patients. But the hospitals will have to prioritize their own staff in terms of the initial distribution. But the good news is that following the first round of supplies that come in for vaccines, there'll be a second delivery and a third delivery, and they will increase production.
After the governor met with local leaders and took questions from the media, we spoke with Rogers Mayor Greg Hines, who attended the meeting.
I'm not as excited and hopeful as I really was 2 weeks ago about the vaccination. I mean, I think we now understand that we actually are not going to be in the place that we thought we were going to be in, say, the March and April and May timeframe. And that's a little disheartening for a guy that's still trying to convince people to do the right thing every day.
Hines was hoping the vaccine would be available to the general public much sooner.
So I think that's a very sobering position now for us to find ourselves in, to say, hey, the silver bullet's not here. They've invented it, and you know they're going to be firing some shots in the air, and maybe you're lucky enough that it comes down and affects you. But the vast majority of us are not going to be able to change our habits between now and mid to late summer.
Which is why he says personal responsibility will continue to be the most reliable way of curbing the spread of the virus across the state, especially because he believes local and state governments have done everything they can do within their purview to implement safety guidelines and regulations.
I think now that we're kind of at that point where government's done what it can do, from a restriction standpoint, I think now what we have the opportunity to do is to be a PSA machine, where we need to look at ways to share and engage the public in maybe safe ways to do the activities that we already know they're doing.
The city of Rogers has also organized holiday events it hopes will bring residents together while they have to stay apart, like last week's virtual Christmas parade and a Christmas photo passport that encourages people to visit various locations around the city. Hines says ultimately the meeting with the governor was an opportunity to reaffirm the collaborative work leaders in Benton and Washington counties have been doing during the pandemic and the challenges the region continues to face.
It's good for him to hear that and to know that the collaboration that started that group early on in the pandemic is still as strong as it was, if not stronger, and that those relationships have been meaningful in plugging gaps and solving coming up with solutions to some of the challenges that we've all faced.
Hines says overall he believes the governor has struck the right balance between listening to the science that dictates necessary safety measures and reasonable regulations to keep the economy moving.
You know, I just think you'd be hard-pressed to find another governor that has done as good a job as Governor Hutchinson has.
Governor Hutchinson's meetings around the state are leading up to his planned address to the people of Arkansas, which is set for 7 p.m. tonight. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
And as of now, it appears the governor's address tonight will not be streamed on his YouTube channel, as has been the case with his weekly coronavirus briefing updates, which means we'll not be airing it live here on 91.3 KUAF. You can, however, watch the address on local news channels as well as their respective social media pages. We also received additional information about vaccine distribution from the Fayetteville Board of Health meeting last night. Health Officer Marty Sharkey says the initial shipment of the Pfizer vaccine to Washington Regional Medical Center was expected to be one of the five hospitals in the state to receive 5,000 to 6,000 doses. But now that first round of vaccine will be distributed to nearly 20 hospitals and pharmacies, so each will be given about 975 doses.